Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state of Kansas closed August with total tax collections of $640.1 million, and that's $24.5 million below the estimate, with total tax collections down 1.9% from August of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $299.3 million, $25.7 million below the estimate, and down 2.6% from August of 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $25.1 million, or 25.5% higher than the estimate, and up 62.3% from August of 2022. The combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $292.4 million, which is $5.6 million below the estimate, and down $10.5 million from August of 2022. Kansas families are set to receive about $7.4 million to support grocery shopping during the 2023-2024 school year, as the Department of Children and Families and the Kansas State Department of Education have continued the pandemic electronic benefit program. This program provides financial aid to families who get free or reduced price school meals or who have children under the age of 6 and receive regular food assistance benefits. As of Monday, August 21st, children under the age of 6 in a home that received food assistance in the state between August of 2022 and May 11th of 2023 have started to receive the Child Care PEBT benefit. The benefit amounts will depend on how many months a child received food assistance benefits, and the Department for Children and Families noted that it anticipates distributing around $7.4 million for the program. Additionally, Governor Kelly indicated that the Department for Children and Families will provide a supplemental PEBT benefit for the summer of 2023, and this benefit is for school-aged children who got free or reduced-price school meals during the 2022-2023 school year. Due to the complex nature of gathering necessary data, Governor Kelly said the Department for Children and Families will distribute the supplemental benefits in two phases starting in January 2024. The first phase will include an auto issuance of benefits to families who are known to the Department for Children and Families through a direct certification process. And the second phase, which is set to begin in February, provides families the chance to request supplemental benefits through an online portal. And additional information about the request process will be shared at a later date. Governor Kelly noted that the supplemental benefit is $120 per child, and the Department for Children and Families does anticipate distributing about $13.6 million for 2023. Governor Kelly said recipients will be able to use the funds to buy eligible foods from approved retailers who accept food assistance benefits, such as grocery stores and online at Aldi, Amazon, or Walmart. More information about the benefits can be found at dcf.ks.gov. As students across Kansas return to school, they will learn many new and valuable skills to prepare them for their lives and future careers. And financial literacy is a key part of that education, with programs like the Stock Market Game, which gives students a great opportunity to learn about important investing principles. 2023 marks the 20th year that the Office of the Kansas Securities Commissioner, a division of the Kansas Insurance Department, and the Kansas Council on Economic Education, or KCEE, have partnered to bring the Stock Market Game to Kansas students. For the 2022-2023 academic year, over 2,400 teams, totaling approximately 8,500 students from 159 schools, participated in the game. And in addition to learning the fundamentals of investing, students who participate in the Stock Market Game increase their performance in math, economics, and language arts while learning team-building skills. The Kansas Insurance Department provides a grant to KCEE to fund and administer the game. Teachers can register for or learn more about the Stock Market Game at stockmarketgame.org. And to learn more about the Kansas Council for Economic Education and its programs for Kansas students and teachers, you can visit kcee.wichita.edu. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
extreme heat and drought accompanied another week of falling crop conditions in Kansas, with the USDA reporting that corn condition is 33% good to excellent, as harvest has gotten underway across areas of the state. Soybeans are 49% good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions are 20% good to excellent. Topsoil moisture is 25% adequate, and subsoil moisture is 26% adequate. Antelope Lake, an 80-acre public fishing impoundment, is located approximately 14 miles west of Hill City, and the lake and surrounding park is owned by Graham County, with the fishery managed cooperatively by the county and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. As part of fish management activities, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks collects fish population and angler use data at Antelope Lake, and standard sampling results have revealed that bluegill growth is relatively rapid, and creel survey results indicate bluegill are harvested by anglers at a relatively high rate. Taken together, angler harvest may limit bluegill population size structure quality. To improve bluegill and other sunfish population dynamics at Antelope Lake, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has implemented a 6 to 9 inch protected slot length limit on all sunfish species, including bluegill, green sunfish, redear sunfish, and their hybrids, a 5 fish daily creel limit on sunfish 9 inches and longer, and an unlimited daily creel limit on sunfish 6 inches and shorter. For more information, you can contact Dave Spousbury, the district fisheries biologist, at 785-726-3212. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners will hold their next public meeting tomorrow, Thursday, September 7th, beginning at noon, and everyone's invited to participate. The meeting will take place at Lee Richardson Zoo in Garden City. However, interested parties don't need to be present to participate, as all Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meetings may be accessed by Zoom, phone, and live video and audio streaming, which is made possible through YouTube. On September 7th, the Commission will vote on the possession limits of amphibians and reptiles and hear general discussion updates on bison conservation in Kansas, harvest reporting methods for migratory birds, deer regulations, and the Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Area. The department secretary will then offer an agency and state fiscal status before commissioners conclude with discussions on workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date. And these include big game permanent regulations and carcass movement regulation, boating regulations, and non-resident access regulation for waterfowl seasons only. Time is always set aside for public comment, including public comment on non-agenda items. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 9th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Boyer Community Building in Emporia. More information can be found at ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin resurfacing work on a portion of U.S. 36 and K-261 in Norton County today, Wednesday, September 6th. The project activity will include milling and overlay on approximately 15 miles of U.S. 36, starting at the Decatur County line and ending near West Avenue in Norton. Construction crews will also complete a mill and overlay on 1.2 miles of K-261 near the Prairie Dog State Park. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in the construction zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car during the daylight hours, and motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects these projects to be completed by the end of October, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Now, the Kansas corn harvest is underway, as well as winter wheat planting in Kansas. The latest numbers from National Ag Statistics as of Sunday show that 6% of the state's corn harvest is complete, behind 15 last year and equal to the five-year average. 95% of the crop has reached its dough stage, 83% has dented, and 39% of the crop has matured, 3 points higher than last year and 11 points higher ahead of the average. The crop is rated 33% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week, 34% fair, and 33% poor to very poor. 92% of the state's soybean crop is setting pods, while 19% were dropping leaves, ahead of 12 last year and 11 for the average. The crop is rated 25% good to excellent, down 12 points from last week, 35% fair, and 40% poor to very poor. 2% of the Kansas sorghum harvest is complete, 90% of the sorghum crop has headed, while 51% is coloring, ahead of 40 last year and near the 53 average. 11% of the crop has matured, and the crop is rated 36% good to excellent, down a point from last week, 35% fair, and 29% poor to very poor. 1% of the 2024 Kansas winter wheat crop has been planted, 93% of the Kansas cotton crop is setting bolls, while 37% were opening. The crop is rated 41% good to excellent, 46% fair, and 13% poor to very poor. Topsoil moisture is rated 25% adequate to surplus, 9 points lower than last week, 75% short to very short. Subsoil moisture is rated at 26% adequate, 6 points lower than last week, and 74% short to very short. The state's pasture and range condition is rated at 47% poor to very poor, up 6 points from last week, 33 fair, and 20 good to excellent. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Kansas Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit kscorn.com and become a member today.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service. Your...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front crossed over the Central Plains, so we get slightly cooler temperatures today. Looks like the whole state will stay in the 80s for the most part. By tomorrow, temperatures will start warming back up. Things will stay warm through Friday and Saturday. We're looking at much cooler weather coming up by next week. As for precipitation, very low rain chances through the upcoming weekend, except for a few afternoon showers in the central counties possible tomorrow. Pretty strong high pressure will hang around, and that'll keep cloud cover to a minimum for a while. On the map, heading into this afternoon, the cold front that came through yesterday is off to our east. A north-south-oriented high-pressure trough is extending from the Dakotas and down into the Central Plains. Should stay sunny through the afternoon. We may hit 90 in some of the far southern counties, but 80s elsewhere and a little bit breezy. Overnight, temperatures will be fairly comfortable, mostly 50s and a few low 60s under clear skies. For Thursday, that high-pressure system will cover just about everything from the West Coast and into the Central Plains. A low-pressure trough will set up across southwestern Kansas. That'll boost our daytime highs into the 90s and maybe a few 100s in the southwestern counties, but we should stay mostly in the 80s elsewhere. Very few changes for tomorrow afternoon, except a low will cross through the central counties and bring us a slight chance of some thunderstorms. dry and warm for Saturday and Sunday. We have a big cold front arriving on Monday. Highs will be in the 70s statewide. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, mid to upper 80s with upper 50s overnight. Low to mid 80s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 50s and low 60s. Low to mid 80s northeast, and tonight low to mid 50s. Mid to upper 80s southwest, and low 60s for the overnight hours. South central, upper 80s today, and low 60s overnight. We're in the upper 80s in the southeast counties. Tonight, upper 50s and low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.